It's all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, and it's finished level in the end. Finn Harps 2, Cove Ramblers 2. Good results for Harps, who battled back, came back from behind twice in this game. The equalising goal, which earned them the 2-2 draw, coming on 65 minutes. Eder Zirek setting up Tony McNamee to score from close range, despite the best efforts of the Cove Ramblers goalkeeper, Timothy Martin. The ball had enough on it, enough power on it to go over the line, and Harps were back on level terms. And that was just rewards for a brave and determined performance from Harps up against a good Cove Ramblers team. They were 2-1 up at the break. Goals in the first half from Barry Coffey on the from the penalty spot on 20, and then the same player scoring on 38 minutes. That second goal coming seconds after Harps had drawn themselves level through Hans and Bongo at the other end. That was one apiece on 37, but straight from the kickoff, Cove went down the right hand side. Bergery with the cross, Barry Coffey with the header, in past Corey Sheridan. Cove 2-1 up, and they led at the break. They played well in the first half. They looked to be ever so well organised and carried such a threat coming forward. Played well over that first 45 minutes, and you knew by that performance just why Cove were sitting so high in the first division table, in behind Dundalk in second spot. In the early stages of the second half, you just watched, because they were going for their third goal, and the feeling was that had they got the third, they would have killed off that Harps challenge. Corey Sheridan was certainly busy in the Finn Harps goal in the early stages of the second half, but Harps hit back with the levelling goal on 65. Tony McNamee with another good finish. He's been among the goals in recent weeks, and once again the captain had a fine game in the middle of the park, in alongside Owen Brogan and the ever-improving Max Hutchinson. Harps had chances to win it. Hans and Pongo certainly caused a few moments of worry for Cove in the back line, and Grady Lombardo as well. There was a brilliant break from Harps. McNamee and Pongo and Lombardo all involved. Lombardo, though, was played in. His angle was tight, and he could only put it into the side net. And then, right at the end, Harps won a free kick over on the right-hand side. Joel Bradley Walsh with one of those whipped-in frees. He's deadly off that left foot, and he pinged her in. It got a flick on from a Harps man right in front of goal, but credit to the Cove Ramblers goalkeeper, Timothy Martin. He was equal to that header from close range and produced a good reaction stop. And that meant that the sides finished to a piece. It means that at the top end of the first division, Dundalk stretched their lead ever so slightly over Cove in second, because Dundalk have beaten Wexford by 3-2 at Oriel Park. In the other games, Athlone and Tralee 2-2, and UCD have won well at Kerry. They were 3-0 up last we heard. In the Premier Division, Cork City and Sligo Rovers, well, Cork were leading in that game for much of that contest, but Sligo have come back to win by 3-2. Derry and Bowes won apiece in the closing stages of that game at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium, and Galway have lost at home to Waterford by 4-2. So it's been another one of those very interesting nights in both the Premier Division and in the First Division. And for Harps, the good run of results continues. That's another good result on the back of last week's big Cup win against UCD in the FAI Cup. Next Friday night, they're on their travels. They're away to Wexford. And then on the bank holiday Monday, back here in Balbuffet against Bray Wanderers. So it's a relentless run of fixtures. Tonight's game was enjoyable, and it's finished all square, Marty. It's finished Finn Harps 2, Cove Ramblers 2.